Elevation Radio. God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1, and I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner. And we thank you for taking the journey with us into a new year. This is a program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus. And that's important. And if you don't like that, then you're in the wrong station, because that's all we do is lift them up here. Our episode today in the new year, 2021, thank God, is My Life is in Danger. Lord, will you wash me in worship? Let me say it again. My life is in danger. Lord, will you wash me in worship? Biblically, I believe it says, woe to them who are on flowery beds of ease. Perhaps we are too comfortable in today's society. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 27 talks about everyone wants to be a leader, but no one wants to suffer. What does suffering bring out in you? Complaints, disobedience, or worship? Let us dialogue with Pastor Danny Hudson as we feature his sensational new single, Wash Me All Over, I tell you. And so before we get into this, my God, we must go to the most beautiful part of this program, and that is to my lovely wife, First Lady Leora Turner, otherwise known as the Queen, as she breaks down book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23 to 27.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as fools. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prison more frequently, in death often. From the Jews 5 times, I receive 40 stripes minus one.
Uh huh.
23, 24, right?
Yeah, let me finish it out for you because I've got to move fast here. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Good God Almighty. And if you don't know what peril means, it means in danger. Yeah. If you've got an in peril story for being a Christian, for holding up Christ, then give us a call at 1-914-205-5353. 1-914-205-5353. Thank you, sweetheart. Please hang on the line. And as we get into, we got boys lit up with phone calls all over the place. Just the mention of the word Pastor Danny Hudson has caused pandemonium. God bless you. And so, welcome to our platform, the great recording artist, gospel impending legend, Pastor Danny Hudson. How are you, sir?
I am doing well today. Happy New Year to you. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. All righty. So the Queen, this is Pastor Danny Hudson.
Praise the Lord to you, sir.
God bless you, and praise the Lord to you.
Praise the Lord. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Okay. Let's get this train moving. Who is Pastor Danny Hudson?
Well, you know, I am a country boy with a little city influence. I am a military veteran. I am a pastor. Yes, I, as a matter of fact, back many moons ago, I was station up your way, up in Fort Belvoir, Virginia, as a matter of fact.
Oh, what branch, sir?
I was Army. I was Army. Oh, they had a base up there. I'm sorry?
We forgive you.
Forgive me. Yeah, they had a little base up there outside of Fort Myer, in Virginia, that I was stationed at also. But, yes, I'm a pastor of a wonderful church, Calvary Worship Center, in the city of Noonan, Georgia. I am a singer. I am a songwriter. I love God. I love people. Most recently, I am a host of the Hour of Power show on the Donna Walton Gospel Network that airs on Saturday evening, as a matter of fact, after this at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, still a mama's boy, even at my age, but hey, you know, I probably always will be.
And nothing wrong with that, sir. Nothing wrong with that. Enjoy her while you have her. Yes, indeedy. This is great. And so you say that you are a pastor. We'll check that out in a minute. And you say that you're a songwriter and a singer. And some folks probably are saying that I don't believe it. Donna Walton, the great Donna Walton from the Gospel Radio Network, has just sent someone who is posing as an imposter to come on in and try to take over the airwaves here in Northeast USA. And so we got to check it out. Do you want to check it out, Queen?
I sure do.
You want to prove whether or not he can sing? Because we got people need to prove, does he have it?
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to play this song. We're going to play this song here and see what he's got. All right, let's see here.
Wash more than just.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. God bless you. Ring the bell. This is fantastic. Wow. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I was about to go down in worship. And I've got to take care of the show here. And so let me ask my lovely queen. Queen, what'd you think about that one?
Wow, that was absolutely outstanding.
Oh, we got outstanding. Okay. And so if you like this, and if you, radio listener,
amen,
like this one, call in at 1-914-205-5353, 1-914-205-5353. What was you thinking about, sir, when you wrote that? Because I felt something here in the top of my head, in the sole of my feet. I tell you, what was you thinking about?
Well, you know, most songs that become quote-unquote outstanding really come from a place many times of trials and tribulations and pain and the things that you go through in this thing, in this spiritual walk with God, and you in a place. And that's where that song came from. It came from, you know, hey, this is where I am today, God, and this is what I need you to do for me so that I can get out of this place that I'm in. And, you know, as I wrote that particular song, I thought about the story, obviously, of Peter when Jesus said, you know, I need to wash your feet. And we know this story where Peter was saying, you know, no, you're not going to do that. And Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, then you have no place in me. And Peter's response to that was my response also. He said, not only my feet, here's my head, here's my hands. And so that song for me says, wash me all over, wash more than just my feet, because I need you to wash me from head to toe inside, you know, so that I can be a better person than I am. And that's where that song really came from.
Mm-hmm. Sound like a preacher there for a second, sir. I'm about to go to the Hammond B3. It's all right,
Lord,
sir.
Wait a minute. No.
There we go. So that's excellent. I love the background too, and the build up of the music.
Yeah.
Who produced that one?
You know, which is really interesting. That was the very first song that I recorded, produced by a gentleman named Mr. Joseph Cunningham. He lives in Georgia also. And that's a backstory to that. But yeah, he produced that song. And I enlisted the help also. You heard a young lady singing there. Her name is Rita Cunningham. Very, very talented young lady.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I thought she could do something for it, and obviously she did, you know.
Yes, she
definitely
did
something for the song. But, yeah, that was produced here in Jonesboro, Georgia, by Mr. Joseph Cunningham.
Well, tell Mr. Cunningham that he's all right with me for a rib sandwich. I'll come on down and do something myself. God bless you.
All right.
And so I have our subject matter is my life is in danger. Lord, will you wash me in worship? Do you know that Christians are a dying breed? That there are at least doing some research that the decline is that there are at least 10 million Christians that are leaving, or should I say have left the fold. 100 churches die in a week. 6,000 to 10,000 churches die in a year. Were you aware of that?
I'm aware, not the necessary numbers, but I'm aware of two things. Number one, of that there being a great falling away, which is a little bit different than the fact of the reason that people are particularly leaving church today. You know, someone said one time that I love God, but I hate church. And the reason behind that is because what church has become commercialized these days and so self-centered these days, and there's a borderline, a thin line between worshiping God and worshiping a pastor, or worshiping God and worshiping a denomination.
Yeah.
And also the church actually doing what it said it is called to do. You know, and you know, circle that with the enemy always trying to inject something to get people a reason to leave the church, whether it's church hurt, you know, they don't like me, they won't let me do this, they won't let me do that. And so, you know, we find excuses where we want to leave the church. And so, but the big thing there is, are we really leaving church or are we really leaving God?
Oh, you're starting trouble here, sir. I tell you, I can't have hopes.
Yeah, because
I cannot have this.
Well,
I cannot,
the church.
Order the court.
Well, you know, this pandemic taught us that the church is not a building. Because what God did was he shut the churches down to see where he was. Where did he fit in our lives? What was his place? Where was his priority? Because I couldn't go to the carpet and to the padded pews and to my pulpit, but I had to stay at home. So now where is God in this? And so, you know, the whole thing about Christianity is that do we leave the building? Are we really leaving the building? Or are we on the slide really leaving God?
You, sir, are a pastor who is starting trouble here in my program. So...
Certainly not my intention to start trouble.
Yeah. Another Donna Walton special. Let me go to this caller here. Save me out of trouble here. Area code 334-663-6398. Please help me. Who may I say is calling Elevation Radio 1? Okay. I see everybody wants to listen today and not talk. Let me throw this in real fast. This program is brought to you by Donna Walton Gospel Radio and locally here in Baltimore, Paris, by A7, who has dressed and outfitted the Music Man. God bless you. I did what I said I was going to do. All righty. And we got the board lit up here, but no one wants to talk. 1-914-205-5353. 1-914-205-5353. What do you think about what Pastor Hudson, I might have to call him Pastor Dangerous Hudson, has said, Queen?
On what he was just talking about?
Exactly. Make it short.
Well, I think, first of all, what he spoke was truth. And, people need to walk in their destiny.
Uh-huh. Okay. All
I
right.
Made it short, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Thank God. Because she's the preacher.
Yeah.
Just gonna pull a coat in.
Yeah.
So, let me see here. How did you first get into music? I understand your mama's on the line, but she doesn't want to talk. She won't listen. I was hoping for some stories that she might tell me.
No.
Embarrassing story there.
Let her be silent then. Well, you know what? I've been musically inclined all my life. But, you know, my backstory is this. I had an experience one time. You know, I used to sing. I used to do talent shows and all of this kind of stuff growing up. And I remember, you know, I'd written songs. I used to write poetry. I did all of that stuff. But one time I was at church and I was getting ready to sing. I was in the choir, getting ready to lead a song.
Okay.
And I opened my mouth to sing and nothing came out.
Mm.
And, you know, the church was packed, it was full, you know, and I was excited. And after that experience, I vowed that I was not going to sing again. And I didn't for many, 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 many years. I did not, which is why I didn't record my first album until 2016. I released it 2017. And that's the song that you just heard, which is also the album title, Watch Me All Over. You know, but I've loved music all my life. And, you know, from back in the day with Afro trying to be Michael Jackson to, you know, I've always loved music. And I've, you know, it's been a part of my life. I sang in choir. I sang in a great choir called God's Children when I was at Fort Hood, Texas, some years back. A great choir. We went all over the state of Texas and wrote some music for a little group called the Sons of Faith, who were or some of the men that came out of that choir. But I've always been writing. I've always loved to just write. And, you know, initially I wanted to write songs and pitch them to other well-established gospel artists. It was never my intention to record anything. And,
so God has tricks. God has tricks on
it. Yeah, well, that same producer convinced me to record Wash Me All Over.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because I was going to pitch that song and all of the other songs that I have to somebody else. And he convinced me. And, you know, once he produced it and sent it to me, I was like, oh, wow, that's not so bad. You know,
because
you have this tendency many times in your own inadequacy, pair yourself to someone else, which is a dangerous thing to do. You should you should never do that. You should only just use the gifts and the talent that God has given you. And if you put the work in, then God will do the rest for you. But you can never compare yourself to a, you know, Marvin Sapp or Donnie McClurkin or anybody else.
Fred Hammond.
You just kind of stay in your lane and do that. And so, you know, that's how I got recorded. He convinced me to do it. And from that, we did a full CD, Wash Me All Over. And in this past September, on my birthday, September the 29th, I released my second CD entitled I Came to Worship.
And can I ask you a question, sir? You a question? I noticed on the cover of your CD that you are a well-dressed, well barbered young man with a few gray strands.
Okay.
And so, as for
they
all those
wisdom,
who are.
Don't they?
Wisdom, definitely. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is can you say something to the senior, well seasoned gospel artist who's thinking about doing it, but saying, well, I'm too old, I'm too, you know, I can't do it. I've passed my prime. What can you tell them to keep them encouraged?
Well, the first thing is, if anything that you want to do in the kingdom of God, first of all, it's make sure you're called to do it. And that as long as you have breath in your body, as long as you're breathing, because one of the things that God always gives us is that he gives us purpose. He gives us skills. He gives us talents. And we have to go out and do something. Nothing is going to come by osmosis. You're not going to wake up one day. No, you got to put the work in, you know. And if you want to do this, it doesn't matter how old you are. That's just subjective and it's sort of a relative statement. If you put the work in, you can do it. You will be amazed what happens when you put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like studying for a test. You'd be amazed what you can do when you study.
God knows that's
and,
true. Exactly.
And so with this, it doesn't matter. If you put the work in, if you do the work, and here's the thing that God will also do for you, is that because wherever there is a vision, you know, God will make provision. Because a lot of times people don't do things because of lack of something. And lack of something then will cause your times to make excuses. But I'm telling you where the vision is, God will make the provision for it because that's what God does.
Ow, stepping on my corn, sir.
Yeah, I'm just saying, ask Moses, you know, if people need water, where's the water? Well, the water's in the rock. All you got to do is speak to it. So, you know, God always makes provision, but just make sure you're called to do what you're doing.
Well, sound like a pastoral counseling session, sir. And so it's okay. it's okay. The let me see here. Some of our singers who have sung all the way into the 80s and 90s, Dorothy Norwood, Shirley Caesar, they're still kicking it up. Still doing it.
Bettina Walker, you know, all those, they sung.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to practice. You got to practice and you got to do it. And many times you gotta be doing your craft when other people are asleep.
Oh, say it again, sir.
You see.
Good God.
Yeah, you gotta do your craft when other people are asleep. You gotta, when everybody else, And what that really means is when everybody else is kind of goofing off, doing whatever,
mm-hmm.
if you want to be great in something or good in something, then you have to study and practice it at sometimes at unorthodox times. I remember going to work. I'm just watching me all over. I'd go to work all day, leave work, go to the studio, in the studio 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because I wanted to get this done. And so, you know, you just have to do some unorthodox things when you're trying to get something done. And it just don't show up in your lap. And you gotta go for it. You gotta go for it. You know?
Well, okay. So that when I'm sleeping at night and my wife rolls around and says, "Well, what are you doing? Where are you going?" So I'm going to the keyboard. Have an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm okay. Yeah. I'm justified because when she complains, "Why don't you get in bed with me?" I said, I'm doing a Danny Hudson, Pastor Hudson. He told me to go for it. Going for it.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
That's why I keep a notepad on the nightstand when you wake up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're a true songwriter, sir.
You know, and you have a song.
Notepads.
And you got to. Yeah.
Yep. Napkins and all kinds of stickums and all kinds of stuff.
Stickums, voice recorders, whatever it is that you need, you know, when God gives you that inspiration for a song. And I'll tell you about the songwriting. You know, I thank God that he's helping me perfect the craft every day as I continue to write and continue to learn and study others. And even as I study others, you know, you talked about not only the seniors, but this is for everybody. It's all right to study somebody, but you never want to become them.
Ooh. And that's also true for a lot of preachers, sir. Studying T.D. Jakes.
That's
got to copy the sermon.
That's right. It's what I said. That's why I said comparing yourself to somebody is you know, that's not a good thing to do. And you can look at anybody, I don't care preachers, you can look at their style, you can look at how they break things down, you can look at their movement on the stage or on TV or whatever, but you never want to become who they are.
Mm.
You always want to operate in what God given you with your own style and your own skills, your own talents. You want to be who you are.
Be an original, for Christ's sake. Let's stop copying everybody. Matter of fact, well, you know, I don't want to get myself in trouble. I'm trying to find some new places to play at, and mm-hmm. when they say about rehearsing a choir, we basically build a whole industry of and ministry on copying choirs who have recorded and spent like 2 years recording and they want you to learn it in 20 minutes and whatnot.
Right. Right.
But, you know, if you don't have it down to the note of the recording, then they say you're not a good minister of music. But if you veer from that and try to do some original, it's a problem. But we built the whole church industry, music ministry, on copying mm-hmm. and copycat other people's songs.
Right.
Ah, my God! Let me stop. Before I get
but that's still there is still original out here. You know, just as God created us with our own DNA, our own fingerprint, an original masterpiece. Not mm-hmm. to be like anybody else or copy anybody else. No matter what you do, there's always an original left. And you just have to be able to find it. You don't want to copy anybody or be like anybody or try to sing like anybody or anything like that. Because, I mean, even though this sounds good to some people, when mm-hmm. they say, "Well, you sound like that person." No, I want to sound like me. Because I want to be identified with who I am and not somebody else.
You don't want to be a clone of somebody else.
And that's something that you don't want to be. You don't want to be a clone or imitator, you know, or try to duplicate something else. Be who you are. Be your original self. There's plenty of good room for everybody, and that's why God made everybody unique in the first place.
Well, speaking of unique, let us go to the second song here which is I Came to Worship. Because I don't know what you come to do. My wife's favorite song when she used to do praise and worship was, I don't know what you come to do. You and you. So
come on, don't get on her like that. I come to praise and naked. Tell the queen I'm on her side. I'm on her side today. Come on.
you are trading in the man card, sir, and the pastor card. I'm a pastor too, sir. You can't veer to the first lady. You got to, even though she's a queen, you got to stay on my side, sir.
Uh-oh.
Thank God. Well, sorry, we'll report back to Donna Walton what has happened here. Yeah, I thought I've won. Let's go to I Came to Worship. Here we go.
I have a right. Let's make one thing clear. I came to worship. That's why I'm here. Left all my worries, my doubt and my fear. I came to worship. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
I'm anticipating breakthrough. I came to worship. That's why I'm here. I waited a long time. This is my year. I came to worship. That's why I'm here. Distraction, every spirit of doubt and fear. I need a moment to be in your presence. I came to worship. That's why I'm here.
Wherever you are right now, just lift your hands to the Lord. Come on.
I'm lifting my hands.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Oh Lord, I'm praising your name.
I'm praising your name.
That's the reason I came.
That's why I'm here.
I need your spirit. Oh yeah, Lord, that's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Lord, I surrender to
Lord,
you right
I
now.
Surrender.
I surrender, that's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Lord have mercy. Are you trying to tear up my program, sir?
No.
Ring the bell.
I was just invited, you know. Hey.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to start to call you Pastor Danny, Worship Hudson. Okay, if you are in a church that really loves God, and we can really find one, that really loves worship, you would tear it up. Tear it up, sir. Let me ask the Queen of Worship here. Queen. Can't hear you. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear anything you said. I got you now. What do you think of that song?
It touched my heart so much. I'm like still bubbling on the inside.
Oh, you got the queen bubbling on the inside. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I don't know what that means, but I guess it means that you were moved and excited about the. What did you like, the music,
yes.
The words, the lyrics? What was it?
I like the music. I like the words. And I like how he sang. He sang it with so much grace.
Oh, grace. Okay. Hold on a second. Let's go to caller 773-467-6739. Do you have anything that you want to add? Welcome to Elevation Radio 1.
Okay. No, that's nothing that I wanted to add, but I was just wanted to call in and say, hey, Danny, like your music. You know, you are a worshiper. Praise God.
Okay, and who might I say is calling?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle.
Good.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. Yes,
yep.
All right. That's a praying woman there, that pastor.
Okay.
Amen.
Does sister, is it Mother Michelle or is it the Missionary Michelle? Or?
Oh, no, it's just plain Sister Michelle.
Okay.
I know better. Amen.
So, do you have his CD, Sister Michelle?
You know what? I haven't got it yet, but I have listened to it. I know
oh,
I need
my
to
God.
Get it.
Yes, you
I
do.
Need to get
How
it.
Dare you not?
Yes.
Have his CD.
Right.
Help her
well,
out, sir. Help her out. Tell the listeners
me,
how.
Trust me. Michelle is all right. She's good. Not a problem.
Like
She's
a,
good.
You sound like a pastor, sir, being forgiving and all that.
I'm going to pray him through. So he knows that if he calls Sister Michelle, she's going to help pray him through. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I second that motion.
Through.
Okay, so it's like that.
I second that emotion, yes. We've had some prayer encounters, I can tell you that.
So where are you calling from? What state?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, Chi-Town. Oh, Judge Mathis
yep,
territory.
Chi-Town.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. If I ever do a program on prayer, I invite you to call back and give us one of those heartfelt, God-inspired prayers.
Oh, amen.
Well, that's the right person for you right there. I can tell you that.
Well, keep Elevation Radio 1 in prayer, and
okay.
Also keep me in prayer because my wife tries to take me over, so I just need help. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Trying to run the music man around, I tell you.
God, you know the word said, "He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing." So you found a good thing when you found
Amen.
Her. So I know
oh,
Lord,
have mercy.
Yes.
Yeah. Lord, she's taking her side.
Thank you.
Let me see here. If there are any men out there who respect the music man and will come to my aid, please call at 1-914-205-5353 because Pastor Hudson has gone on the other side. He dumped me. We're
I'm with
home.
You, my brother. I'm with you. I am with you. Love you, Sam.
Yeah, okay.
Love you, Sam, Daddy.
God bless you, Sister Michelle.
Okay, I'll God bless you.
All right, now. So, I understand that in keeping with this program, my life's in danger. If you are a Christian and you profess to be a Christian, you need to be careful about traveling. And if you go to stay away from Turkey and looks like you're, I can't even see what I'm saying. Turkey and Yemen and Iran, Sudan, Pakistan. And some other Afghanistan. Do not go to these places. Even China, North Korea. They are now becoming famous for torturing and imprisoning. There were 60,000 Christians in torture camps now across the world. It's becoming satanistic. I've even seen commercials where a woman is supposed to be trying to find a date, and she dates Satan. I mean, how low can we go?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, of course, we have son of Satan in the White House. The thing that won't go away. So, what's the solution to all this nonsense here, Pastor Danny Worship Hudson?
I'm sorry, did you ask a question?
Yes, I did. I said, okay, let's try it again. In keeping with my life's in danger, many leaders want to be in flowery beds of ease. They want to be waited on and have somebody come and cut the grass and do all that kind of stuff. Even Christians now want to be pampered and because they're so sensitive, they have no strength. They can't, like Paul, be in danger. He was actually trying to let folks know that he was a real leader, a real apostle. But they had folks talking about him, running him down and all that, trying to say he wasn't anything at all. And then he had to go into his resume and talk about what he has gone through. More than all those naysayers who measure themselves by themselves. Have you had that experience in your ministry, sir, as the pastor? Have you had to deal with anybody thinking that they can do more than you?
Well, any pastor that works their way to salt has had an experience like that. You know, we say things like, you know, there are haters out there, right? But we are no different. You know, Jesus had a Judas among him who walked with him and saw everything like that. But let me just change this narrative a bit, because when Paul talks about his suffering, he actually boasts about his suffering. And so what leads me to say this, that really trials and tribulations are an indication of what God thinks about you. Meaning that God allows things to happen in your life because he knows that you have the fortitude to handle whatever comes your way. Because if he didn't think you could handle it, he would not allow it to come. And that's the thing that we don't really get. Christianity says this: if you're gonna reign with him, well, you gotta suffer with him. Mm. Christianity says this: yea, they that live godly shall suffer persecution. That's what Christianity is about. It is not about, as you say, living on this flower bed of ease or all the blessings. It's very funny when we read the book of Deuteronomy 28, we always talk about all the blessings, but we never talk about the curses. You know, we talk about blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out, but we don't talk about what will happen when we don't obey God's word, you know. So suffering comes as a Christian. You're going to go through things as a Christian. Here's the key. Can you do as Paul and boast in your suffering? Or do you scream, complain, whine about it? God, why me? God, what about them over there? God, do you hear me? No, Paul just said, you know what? You guys, look at my life as you read. You know, I've been beaten with 40 stripes, save one, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I've spent the night in the open sea. I've been in danger in the rivers. I've been in danger from bandits. I've been in danger even from my fellow Jews.
Mm.
So the suffering is all around us. That's why the Bible says that a man's enemy is in his own family.
Watch yourself, sir.
You know, so suffering comes in all phases. It comes from all kinds of places. And many times it comes from the places that you least expect it to come from. But, you know, in this text that you're reading, my question is, can we be as Paul and learn to boast in our suffering? Because what he suffered for was not for his sin, but he suffered because of the cause of Christ. He suffered because he was obedient to the word of God. That's why the Bible says, don't let any man suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as a busybody in other men's matters. If we're going to suffer, then allow our suffering to be because we stand on the word of God without compromise, without diluting the word of God, without trying to teach to people who have itching ears. But we just not only preach the gospel, but we live the gospel. And in our living the gospel, we suffer because one of the most dangerous people in the world is a Christian who will live for God without compromise.
Well, and so, well, you are definitely expounding the word today, sir. You are. It has been approved that you are a real pastor. You broke it down, sir. You're ringing a bell on all accounts.
Yeah, you were questioning. Fantastic. You were questioning me early in the conversation, so I just had to wait for it. Okay.
You got it in there, sir. Can you? Because I'm sure if you were on Sunday morning, you would try to break it down a little differently. Can you put a little tremolo in it?
Not a little.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
No, let me tell you something. God delivered me from that. Let me tell you what God delivered me from. When I first started out as a young preacher, I used to be a hooping preacher.
Okay.
You know. Ain't the Lord all right? Won't God do it for you? He'll fix it. You know, I did all that. I did. But at the time,
my wife was excited.
At the time, I was trying to be like somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Until one day the Holy Spirit said, "What you doing? That's not what I called you to do. I called you to teach the word and be able to break the word down and explain the word so that people can understand the word, you know, so that when that word falls, it doesn't fall on stony ground or among the thorns, and that the evil one would not be able to steal the word from them, you know. So, you know, I used to pastor, the church I pastor now used to be, you know, a Baptist church. It's a non-denominational church now. So, you know, I understand that, you know, I understand that people want to hit them keys and want you to kind of get going, you know, and pick you up a notch and all of that. But
put me in a flat tire.
Hey, look, I can do it, but it just won't be genuine.
I got you. My wife, for a second, she was getting excited there for a second because she came out of a holy church in New York. She was starting to sway there for a second. I saw a movie. That's the preacher here in this house in this place. I say something to her. The Lord said. When I asked her to pray, she didn't pray any long. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not die. He's making me lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul.
I'm you get off this call. You're going to need some protection when you get off this call, I tell you.
Yeah. She said, I never seen a righteous forsaken and a seed begging for bread. I'm like, can we just go? We gotta go to the store, the grocery market. We'll never get there sitting there like that. She's a preacher.
Yeah, I've experienced it all in different organizations and all of it. I've experienced it all pretty much.
Tell you, if you don't hear from me again, you know that I got in trouble.
We'll be praying for you. It's gonna be all right.
I guess let me take a commercial break here and say if you want to be dressed in some of the finest clothes in Baltimore, you must go to Paris A7. It's awesome. Go see my friends Jeff and Mary. They outfit the Music Man and have done something wonderful for my for the holidays. They gave my wife a whole sets of clothes, and she had favor. So that's fantastic. And for some of the greatest gospel artists that are up and coming, you must listen to and hear the great Donna Walton Gospel Radio Network. God bless you. Of whom I am speaking to one of her proteges, Pastor Danny Worship Hudson, who has his own program. God bless you. Which comes on when, sir?
Saturday evenings, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fantastic.
And that's on the Don Walton Gospel Network on the Roku channel. and on the Donna Walton Gospel Network on her website.
Indeed. Which is, do you know?
Say that again.
Can you give the website?
It is. You would say that to me. It is. That's going to be. It's DWGNTV, DWGNTV.info. DWGNTV.info. Donald Walton Gospel Network TV.info. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And I think this program comes on Tuesday nights. It will be rebroadcasted Tuesday nights on the Donald Walton Gospel Radio Network. And that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And if you in the listening audience would like to secure the services of the on-call organist, which is myself, operating since 1994, you can call me at 1-410-302-2737, 1-410-302-2737, and let's discuss what you want me to do, either visually by Zoom or in person, and I will lay my hands on the anointed Hammond B3 or the digital keyboard. If you want me to MC a program, I can do that too. Very experienced in that, and also singing. Many folks pick yourself off the floor. Yes, the music man does sing as well. My wife would tell you that, right, Queen? I sung to her when we got married. Many.
That's right.
Well,
I said you couldn't hear me. My phone was on mute.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. You tell him, baby. And so I sung to her. I wrote her a song when we got married, and I sung it to her. Played the keyboards and all that, and she was just Dr. Hudson. She was just holding her bridal gown, you know, twisting in the wind and just smiling. And so she tells many folks afterwards, you know, he wrote that for me. It's for me. It's all about me. So, I was a hero. I tell you, every time I think I'm a hero again. Yes, indeedy. And sometimes I had to sing for my food. You don't know that circus, you're not married, but when you get married, you have to do great things to continue to do and get what you got when you were dating. Okay. And when I dated, I got free food. When I got married, I got to work for it. I got to earn it. Good God almighty. It's never ending.
There's old blues song that said the same thing it took to get your woman, you got to do the same thing to keep
her. Okay. And speaking of this, let me stay away from you because you know, get me in trouble. For everyone who was listening under the sound of my voice, on January 10th, my wife will, on a Sunday, I want you to call in on January 9th. To wish her happy birthday. She will be growing younger. And if you love the Queen, call in and wish her happy birthday and all that, you know, what you can do, whatever you want to do. Let her know that she's special to you as she is special to me. I think that's pretty awesome. So, so you're a single man. Pastor Hudson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, so how long do you expect to be single? And you are pastoring a church. You've, you are a role model. You've well-dressed and full of wisdom, and you can sing. How long do you think you're going to be single, sir, when women hear this one?
Let's see, about 2 hours.
27
minutes.
I can see yourself right now. If you want to talk to single Pastor Danny Hudson and the King of Worship, you've got 4 minutes and 23 seconds to call in at 1-914-205-5353. Somebody call in.
I'm looking to speak to Pastor Danny Worship Hudson. Can I have some songs that I want to know if you could, you know, fix up for me. Can we work together?
Gotta be careful.
Oh,
sir.
My.
Yeah. Gotta be careful.
Goodness. Jesus.
Oh, you know, I'm just saying in advance. be alert, sir. He'll come in different forms trying to talk to you.
Well, amen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are there any yep, you don't have any problems in the church, do you? People
problems
baking you pies, well. Women baking you pies, when's waiting over dinner. Things of that nature. So I notice you're all right, handsome man.
I don't have any of those issues.
Okay.
No, all is well.
All is well. Okay.
Yes.
You live in a house, apartment, sir?
Do I live in a house?
Or apartment?
No, I live in a home.
Oh, yeah. And you got a home, too? Watch yourself, sir.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, okay. So don't let me hear about you 6 months from now. I'm saying, like, what happened?
6 months from now, I'll just be doing greater things and
mm-hmm.
still singing, still ministering, and
uh-huh.
still loving on God.
I got you, sir. Alrighty. Well, when this program goes out, I'm not responsible. Put my disclaimer out now for any situations that you might be coming in contact with. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, we handle all those situations with much grace, so we'll be all right.
All righty. Lear, I pray for him. Well, we got 90 seconds, so it's okay. And so it's been a joyride. Indeed, it's been a joyride. And so we're going to thank Pastor Danny Worship Hudson for coming on the program. And we appreciate what you've done, sir. And God bless you. And
my pleasure.
We thank you. And so we're going to let you go so we can fit into Donna Walton's time frame. He said, brother, keep these programs under an hour.
All righty.
Yes, I said, yes, ma'am. I want no trouble. All righty. Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. We look forward to maybe one day working with you because I'm a singer as well.
Amen.
And,
amen. It's been my pleasure to be on your show. I've enjoyed myself.
Well, I thank you, sir. We've enjoyed you also. I think the Queen has enjoyed you. And we wish you well on your first program for your own program.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
There we go. God bless you. And we'll
God bless
have a smile upon you. All right.
All right. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.